talking a little bit about some work that we've done in Alaska to link our birth defects registry with our FRAN system. Wow, that's really loud. For those of you that were at the MCH symposium, I apologize, this is going to be a little bit of a repeat, so go ahead and take a 5-minute nap. More generally, I'm going to be essentially touching on how we can use something like the PRAM survey, which is a population-based survey, to link it with other registries and do correlations on a state level. Here's our agenda. We can move quickly through that. So the objectives of this linkage were to link the registry with the PRAM system so that we could explore smoking and alcohol use during pregnancy. Our data sources were the Birth Defects Registry in Alaska, which is a passive surveillance system that takes in ICD codes, and the PRAM system, with which I'm sure many of you are familiar. For this linkage, we used phase 6 PRAM surveys, which include date of birth from 2009 to 11, and birth defect reports up to 2014, which allows the first 3 years of a child's birth. Then we linked on birth certificate number and de-identified. So this is what it looks like. We've got our birth defects registry on the left, all of the kids with birth defects in these years. We linked it on birth certificate number to all the kids in that PRAMS cohort, and then removed anyone from the registry that didn't link with somebody in the PRAMS cohort, merged those data sets, and end up with our final data set of all kids in the PRAMS cohort and their associated birth defects, including kids that didn't have birth defects, because, again, we want this to be population representative. So before we could explore correlations, we needed to validate that and make sure that the PRAMS cohort was representative of the greater population. And so to do that, we estimated birth defects from the PRAMS cohort using appropriate weighting from the PRAMS survey, and then compared that to the birth defect prevalence in the registry. After we did that, we could look at correlations. So here's an example. We have all of the birth defect groupings on the left and the number of kids in the PRAMS cohort that have one of those defects. So for example, 177 kids in the cohort of 3,549 had some cardiovascular defect. So we apply the PRAMS weighting to this, we get a prevalence estimate with a 95% confidence interval, and then we compare that confidence interval to the true prevalence in the greater population. And as you can see, the PRAMS cohort is in fact representative when weighting is applied, is representative of the greater population. We broke that then into individual birth defects, and similarly, it's representative of the population. Those birth defects that are very low prevalence tend to not be well represented. So we were comfortable then moving forward with some correlations, knowing that the PRAMS cohort was representative of the population with regard to birth defects. So we looked at smoking and drinking during pregnancy. This is just some 2x2 tables. We're looking at smoking in the last 3 months and drinking during the last 3 months of pregnancy. Those cells in red are less than 10, so probably not reliable. Apply PRAMS weighting again and get some odds ratios. This is the only one that was significant, and that's smoking during pregnancy with cardiovascular defects. We then looked at some individual cardiovascular defects, and for all of these, at all levels of smoking, it was associated with a higher incidence or higher odds of having one of these birth defects. So in summary, cardiovascular defects in this regard were associated with smoking during pregnancy. Drinking was not. And I want to make the caveat that these findings are exploratory. There's not a whole lot of etiology when it comes to many of these birth defects that's known. More simply, a linkage like this is very straightforward. It's pretty simple to link on birth certificate if your registry has a birth certificate number. And this is good news. We can use a population-based survey like PRAMS and apply it to the greater population to look at correlations like this to inform further study. I have a lot of people to thank for this work, and I'm happy to answer questions afterwards. Thank you.